No one seems to be accountable for the failure of this public institution. And this has gone on for years and years and years. And this doesn't go on any other place outside of the city, it seems. There are very effective models that are successful and working, you know, just blocks outside of the city limits.
Kobe Lewis is with the Better Schools, Better Neighborhoods Collaborative. He's very frustrated and wants answers from city leaders about the ongoing dysfunction of the Buffalo schools. Lewis was joined by parent leader Patricia Elliott. They stood together in Common Council chambers Tuesday following a session where lawmakers agreed to ask Buffalo's law department to determine if the city could sue the state education department and or the Board of Education, and if the city could dissolve and absorb the school board.
But we can't seem to get it right, and no one is being held accountable for the failure to that. I mean, these people go to school and have degrees and get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to make a system work that they can't seem to get right.
With your organization and the other parent organizations and just parents coming forward, it seems we're seeing a really strong force that's saying, hey, we're holding you folks accountable. We want some answers.
Yes, the parents have all the power. And they're like the dormant giant in this whole equation, and I think that's why this movement is beginning to get leverage and the momentum that it's getting, because more parents are beginning to get involved and begin to getting fed up with the status quo of what's going on.
And that's the message that they keep sending back from the board, that the parents must be involved. Obviously, there's some students that are falling through the cracks that don't have parent involvement that may be in the failing schools, but still there's a large group of parents that are voicing and asking for help.
Yes, and it's unfortunate that, you know, every household situation is not the same. But, you know, there are resources for attention for these kids. And that's one of the things our organization works on alongside with advocating for parents. We have some wonderful mentoring programs and that we could possibly assist your kid and give them the extra a bit of attention that they need.
Time is overdue. And, you know, time is of the essence right now. We can't let this continue another generation. We've already failed a full generation of people. Another 40 years, where will we be? We're going to be extinct as a people. Our children, we need our children here for us in times to come. We need our children to thrive right now. We need our parents on board right now. Our community members, our taxpayers, dollars are at stake here.
And these children are the future of Buffalo if they stay here.
Yeah, they are the future. And if they continue to fail, you know, we're sentencing them to death. And it's unfortunate to see it as such a morbid view, but that's the honest truth. They won't know what to do or how to do. And society as we know it will not exist.
Do you see the talk of these questions to the Corporation Council and possibility of a lawsuit, that it might make the right kind of noise?
As long as we're moving, that's all that matters. It may drag out, but the fact that we got the ball started and got something rolling, that's very important. We just have to be patient and not give up.
Patricia, what is the biggest frustration for you?
That our children are suffering continually. They're not learning in the schools that they're in. That our parents are, you know, being fed stories and lies about what the truth is about our children's education. And the thing of it is that we have to, as parents, know all the information. We have to know the truth of all the information. We can't just continue to sit back and watch and not do anything. A lot of us are out here doing some of the things, but one of the things that frustrate me the most, other than the fact that our children are not learning, is that some people somewhere in our system seem to believe that parents only have one role, and that's to, you know, do bake sales and fundraisers and things like that. But we read and we understand and we communicate, we transfer knowledge to one another. That's a community where we're sharing the information and we're helping each other grow, not keeping each other down. It's almost as if some people in our district want to keep, you know, some of us down and others of us up.
But it's clear that you want to be part of the process.
I want to be part of the process. I have to be a part of the process. And I have to transfer that information to my daughter and my sons and my grandchildren. They also have to be a part of the process. This is how we grow. This is how we learn. This is how we do better as a people, as a city.
Parents Patricia Elliott and Kobe Lewis with the Better Schools, Better Neighborhoods Collaborative talking about the Buffalo school crisis. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.